Kum Lenin, a blood Gemara. We'll start from the Gemara, and if you test some of the very bottom of the page. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to sell anything which is mechubal lekarka, attached to the ground, to a goy. And whether that's the same thing as selling them property itself, we'll soon see. But you're allowed to sell them once it's cut down. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can go a step further. You can even sell them if you make it contingent that they have to cut it down. Says the Gemara Menahan Emili. How do you know you're not allowed to give them any permanent base in the land? It says in the Pasuk regarding Eretz Yisrael, lo yisechonim means you shouldn't give them. What you shouldn't give them? What lo titin lehem chanoye bekarka? We're dashing the word techonim as if to say from the word that that you should, sorry,
the word
that you should chaniya chanu. Yeah, that you shouldn't rest. You shouldn't give them a resting place in Eretz Yisrael. Some of the people who were against Eretz Yisrael giving back land was Rabbi Shlomo Goren. Remember, it was based on lo yisechonim. You not give them any share in Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara, l'chayda, we use this very word for something else. High leisachonim, a bailer. Don't use another dosh altogether. The hachi ka'am makrachmoteh says leisitin lehem chein, that you're not allowed to give compliments to a goy, because if you give compliments to a goy, we're scared you're going to get close to them and so on, you get fond of them. Im kein, if so, leimakra leisachonim, don't give them chein. My leisachonim, what do you write the word leisachonim? Is watch, mama not tight. You learn two things. You learn say that you're not allowed to give them a resting place in Israel, nor can you show them chen. Look at Nashi, top of the page, like titan them chen here sometime. How pretty this guy is. The Yaakovim says the same Easter applies to say how handsome that man is. But he says most people don't walk around saying how handsome the man is, but they do walk around saying how pretty the woman is. So, Dibra Kosabahiva. Says in the next Rashi, if you want chen, my loy sechanim, which if you meant chen, don't give them chen. Loy tichanim is missing a letter. Chasak kribe loy tichanim. If you read loy tichanim, loshen chanoy bekarka. So it's both. It's say chen and say chanoy bekarka. Says the Gemara, Vakati Mabayle, he was still needed as another drasha. The Hochem Rachmon loy sitin lehem. We learn from here you're not a gift, a goy. Again, we don't want to get too close to them because you can learn from their ways. So leisachanim means chinam. The word chinam, give him umzist, give him gratis. So you're learning a third in from here. If it's only to tell you those two things that we said before, chen and chanoya leisachinam. My leisachanim, which sounds like the word chinam. Shmamina kulu, and then three dinim from the word leisachanim. You're not allowed to give them a matana, a gift for nothing. You're not allowed to compliment them, nor can you give them a resting place, a place to rest in Eretz Yisrael. Says Gemara, in fact, Tanya nami hochinut nebrai said that all three dinim are learned out. Leisachanim, which is leisitin lehem chanoi bekaka, don't give them a resting place in the ground. Dovaracha leisachanim, leititin lehem chen, don't give them any chen. Dovaracha, another thing, leitichanim, leititin lehem matnas chinam, don't give them a gift for free. Says the Gemara. Rashi Tanya Nami the Kulu Yalfi Mahaikra. We learn all this from the pasuk, four lines on the top. Leisitelam Chanoya. Don't give them a resting place. But Leisiv. Don't say Techunim Karebe Tichanim. Leisitelam Chain. Don't give them a tron Karebe Karebe Leisachunim Loshen Chanina, which is Chain Vahainu Chain Matnas Chinim Karebe Leisachinim Loshen Chinim. So we have learned three different things from the way it's written. Says the Gemara, truth to be told, regarding whether you're allowed a gift, a goy, or not, is Tanoi, is Gora Machlekes Taim, which we had in Masechet Pesach. And that is, the Tanya we learn, it says in Pasuk, the Pasuk is like this, Leisoichlu kol nevela, you should not eat the nevela. So what should you do with the nevela? The Pasuk says, La geir asher bisharecha, to the geir. It's a geir toshev, somebody keeps Zayim Mitzvah in the or under, just as long as he accepts the Eibishter, he lives in Israel. Under our dominion, so the ger asher b'sherecha titnen, and the ger toishev, we have a thing called we also have a mitzvah called v'chai that we also have to support him. So titnen, you should give it va'ochla and va'chola, and he will eat it. And then it says oimacher or sell it lanochir to the goy. The question is that literal that to a ger you give it and to a goy you sell, or do we read it as if you have a choice to give it to a ger, either give it or sell it, or to a goy give it or sell it? So we're going to have a machlekes Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, if you take it literally or not. And the difference would be, are you allowed to give a present to a goy? If you learn that titanena v'achola is only referring to ger, not referring to a nochri, because You're not allowed to give presents to a goy. Ainli, so see, Rameir takes it literally. Ainli. Sorry, if you take a little bit. You have to give a gift. If you read the pasuk correctly, it sounds like a goy. You sell it in a ger. You give it like ger. How do you know to a ger? You sell it. You take the word mocha, put a comma there, as if to the ger, you can either give it or sell it. To the goy ben asina. Torah says, he says in the pasuk that what? It says, I said mocha le nichra. How do you know you can give it to a guy? How do you know you can give it to a guy? We put the two words of titnena va'achola oy mocher, and we go backwards and forwards. Backwards, we put both of them on the word lager, that you can either give it to them or sell it to them. Or we also throw it forward on the word lanochri, we can either give it or sell it to them. Ninsanter, come that you say echad ger v'echad echadim. Whether it's a ger, whether it's a goy, bein b'nesina, bein b'mechir. You're made. Come to tell you what? That whether it's a ger, whether it's a goy, whether it's nesina, and whether it's mechir. These are words of Rameir. You can do both. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, says no. I take the pasuk literally. Dvarim kiksava on lagay to a ger is dafke b'nesina ger. You give it as a gift. And to a guy only by selling. In other words, you cannot gift a gift to a guy. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that you're not allowed to give a matana to a guy, which is what we learn here. But I may hold you are allowed to give a matana to a guy. Might have given me a while, but you're allowed to. According to the pasuk, it's an open-ended pasuk. If the Torah says you're not allowed to, then Dr. Shom doesn't help from today but tomorrow. The Torah comes along and he said, sorry? Yeah. You don't go. We're talking here about if they avoid the Zohar here.
There you're going to eat some. So it's not a present, really. It's a tit for tat.
Taze already asked the question that Luchayda, most of the when the Taylor talks about these things like Zachanim, is talking about the Zion Ummas, the seven nations that you have to wipe out. Where do you get this idea that it applies to every guy in the world? And there it talks about like Yosef Bincha, you know, you're not allowed to, in the end of the parashat Devarim, you're not allowed to get married, and so forth. According to Moses Shainim, it's only an Easter regarding Goyim. And how do I know? Because in the seven nations. And how do I know? Because the Torah says that you're not allowed to marry them. There's no marriage by a Goy. What do you not allowed to marry them? What does it even mean? Don't marry a Goy. There's no marriage by a Goy. There's no Kedushin. So the Pshat is, says Taisa, says many of the Shainim, it means even when they become Jewish, if they're Megayah, I don't want you, so the Kedushin would be valid Kedushin. I don't want you to marry a gay from these seven nations. But all other nations, if they're Megayah, of course you're allowed to marry them. So it's clear that this pasuk is talking about seven nations. So it says, like, it's a chanat of seven nations. So what's this whole Gemara talking about? You're not allowed to give a matana, you're not allowed to give chain to goyim, only seven nations. And so let's face it, no. We have no choice to learn that it's limited to the seven nations. Like in the case of don't get married. It doesn't make sense by any other nation. Because it cannot be telling us don't marry them while they're a goy. There is no marriage to a goy. It must be talking about after the Megayah. And all other nations, you are allowed to marry after the Megayah. It's clear that you're allowed to marry. So obviously we're limited to seven nations. But all these other avedas of giving a matana, of giving them a resting place in Eretz Yisrael, there, why should there be a difference of seven nations or a goy? There can be a bad influence. So then the Easter applies to everybody. That's what takes his holds. Another thing. And yeah, Rashi, again, it's a ger toishiv. We're talking about a ger toishiv. She kibbled all of seven mitzvahs. Rashi is of the opinion that a ger toishiv needs to mekabel all seven mitzvahs, not just that he accepts the Eibishter. Shen etstavu ben enoch neichu instructed v'nevelim muteres lebizladi trei fa'ata metzuvel achayosa. You have a mitzvah to support them. Dechsi b'ger toishiv v'chai imoch. He shall live with you. So there's an inyan of supporting them. So you read backwards and forwards. What do you mean?
He says before
Ger,
he only believes in God,
but doesn't believe in God. It's called a Ger Toshev. According to other Rashi, all the Ger Toshev has to accept all seven mitzvahs.
Everybody has.
But if he didn't, do you still allow to let him live in Israel, or you still have a mitzvah to support him or not? But he accepts the Eibishter. Next Rashi, Al Tamalim, sorry, so we read two, then backwards and forwards. Ilad Vani Kiksavan, take literally us. Actually, it's right. Says he, what about the Shapi Kamar Ameir? Ameir is right. The words that Titanenov. Vachola a macher reads both ways. But Rabbi Yonah Malachru says, no, if Rabbi Meir is right, that it goes both ways, then why did you have first written Ger, and then tell us a few things, and then you go bring down Nochi? You should have said, Lichtev Rachmana, Titanena Vachola, either give it and let them eat it, other a macher and sell it. Oy Lomeli, what's the word oy? Oy makes a hefsik. Oy is dividing it. Shmami no the dvarim kik samudah. So the oy is coming to tell you that the son that you give it titnena va'achola is one choice, and that's to the geir. Oy or macha you sell it, and that's the next choice to the goy. And Rabbi Meir is going to answer you. Ahu, you know why it says oy? To give you a precedence. La'gdumei nesina the geir b'chir b'chavim. You have a choice to give it to a geir and fulfill a mitzvah of a chayimach. Or sell it to goy to make a few dollars. Better first, the Torah says, put an oy in there because this is a seder. If you give it better to the ger, then sell it to the goy. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, for that I don't need a pasuk. Kivan the ger atem tzuvelach yoisa. You have a mitzvah to support a ger. The kanani iatem tzuvelach yoisa, and you have no mitzvah to support a kanani. Lahagdim letzorekro to be magdim. You don't need a pasuk. So Tate's already asked, sorry. No, it means all the ground. It means all the ground. Could well be, yeah. Could be. Actually, there's a little bays over here next to the word Kanani. And the little bays says, Oyvigobim. Rashi. Both go nochi deal with one literally also levuchabim also litnena. Hachi by the michtav should have said titnena va'achola legeira shebisharecha. Should have said titnena give and eat it legeira shebisharecha. Oy ma'achola nochi. The lematz luki created in a sinah nochi. This way, if the Torah wanted to split it, it could have been very much more definitive. Why does Rabbi Yehuda take it literally? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed a gift to a goy. That's why he says, no, you only sell it to a goy. So this Gemara will learn top of the page, you're not allowed to give a gift to a goy, only follows Rabbi Yehuda. But according to that Meir says that Titanela Vachola replies to both, you're allowed to give a gift to a goy. They both go both ways. So he says, "Oy chaluku, oy comes to divide." And a meir lahagdim the sin to get. If you have a ger living by you, loyim keren lebuchem, don't sell it. Lahochi also oy. The mashmach teach you that the ger of shadecha titnena vuhu ikem mitzah. That's a main mitzah. Oy im ain ger, then moichel lebuchem, give it to a guy. Tate's already asked that if you have to give to a ger first. So why Bechlal mentioned the Torah to give it to a ger? It's a mitzvah of chayimach. Every time you have an opportunity to give to a ger, you should give it to a ger. So why does the Torah have to tell you give it to a ger? It's over here. We already know of a chayimach. So Tate says, we would have thought you should not. Interesting. Tate says that if there's an interesting Tate says there, if it would not have told us to give the treif to a ger, we would have thought that we should not give them any treif. Since this guy living in Israel, and since he accepts Ayin Mitzvah Noyach, maybe there's an inyan that he should become a Jew. So we should encourage him to become a Jew. And therefore the Torah says, no, give him treif. So what's Tesis trying to say? Interesting. If you look in Tesis, Vishlema, two lines at the bottom. I would have thought, the Osa Litan Leilin Velis, he shouldn't give this Ger Toshev who accepts Zaymiz Melech Ger Toshev. Kideisha Yitin Leivli is Gai Legamri. Maybe there's an Inyan to try to encourage him to become a Jew. And Kamash on the Torah said, no, there's no Inyan. And we're talking here about a ger toshev was raised a step above an ordinary guy. He already was makabel zayin b'zmenayach because it said Moshe Rabbeinu was told so. And yet there's no inyan to take it from that stage to the next stage. A few days ago in the Gemara we had that there's a mitzvah to buy an Eved Kenani from a goy because this way he'll become Jewish. So there is an inyan.
Becoming Jewish is only for a person who sincerely wants it. Why should we encourage
He believes that Mitzvah, not stop, he's a good person. He believes that this is what Hashem told him. In order for a goy to be considered that he's a Shemitah Mitzvah, because Hashem told him. That's already a big step. He's not a moral person, he is a godly person. That's already a big step. And before, so Tate says clearly that there's no such union. And before in the Gemara we had, there's a mitzvah to buy an Eved Gechavim from a goy. There's a mitzvah to buy an Eved Gechavim, at least we have a minna, to bring him closer to the Yid, to bring him, give him mitzvahs, to make him a Yid. So it looks like there's different philosophies, different hashkafas, different people, whether, you know, if you feel that somebody's shy to be a yid, is there an inyan to encourage them or not? Interesting, yeah. Yeah. So Taisa says, explain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, comes out to give a present to a goy, there's a lav and an asay, loise chanim, and this asay, titne, you're not allowed to give it, you have to sell it to a goy. So Taisa asks a question, but what about Eva out of an Amasi? What about the Gemara says in Bobasa, you should give tzedakah to a goy, mefanas and ani, akam ani, Yisrael, you're not allowed to give presents. So taste is an interesting thing. Very interesting
that
thing.
So that is different than the present.
But you're giving. It's a present. That's mamash a gift.
Present is when he doesn't really need your present. You're giving
a
present.
And you gave a new definition of present and I have an answer. Where does it say that?
So
a gift is a gift.
Therefore, I don't have to give you chocolate biscuits. And who says you need chocolate biscuits?
So if you give it to me, chocolate biscuits, it's a present. I don't need it.
But who says
I can buy my own, but you're giving me a present. But if you give me tzedakah, then I really need it.
But Tezik is an interesting thing. Tezik says here, the darkei shalom einzu matnas chinam. If you're doing this as tesis because of Ava, you're worried that they're going to hate you. I'm not giving you a present for nothing. I'm giving you a present for something that you're allowed to do. Very interesting. So when is it matnas chinam? I have nothing to gain. So I'm giving a present. But if I'm for business, you're giving a present because you want to have a foster a good relationship, then there's an inyan for it. We have another expression in Gemara Babasa that ilav dov neicha. What?
Probably very rare to find to give a present
for no reason.
No reason at all.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so Ilav the Ovid Neicha wouldn't have given him. No, the present L'cheda comes with strings. When Gagi is a present, there are strings attached. They want something from you.
What strings attached
to the top of this? Oh, you'll wait till you hear it. Says the Gemara, 2 second wide line. Dover Acha, Leisachol Eichel Mechein, don't give them any charm. Messiah Elirav is a poor Rav. Dover Rav, Osel Lo'odim, Shiyem, Mekamano, Eved, Zichom, Zuyin, Allah, say how pretty this non-Jew is. Meisel asks a question. Meisel, but Hashem Gamliel show Yal Gabi Meile Barabais broke up the steps in Barabais. V'ro Ivedes Kachovim Achaz No BeYoseh. Now, where, I was thinking, where would he have seen a shiksa on Harabais? We would have seen on Meile Harabais a non-Jewish woman. I mean, they stood out outside over there.
Okay,
I don't know. Yeah, good question. Maybe. The chayil over there, yeah. Okay. Maybe okay. Could say they used to send in a daughter through the kainim. Maybe the kainim. Okay. So what did Rabbi Gamshim say? Amar Marabu Mahasecha Hashem. Right, we turn around and praise the Eibishter. How wonderful are your deeds? And this is an interesting story here. Af Rabbi Akiva, Ro Eishes Tunus Rufus Arosha. Very interesting story here. But the Gemara doesn't tell the story. Rashi and other places tells. We had in the Dorim. The wife of Tunus Rufus Arosha. So Rabbi Akiva. What happened was, Bekitzer, Tunus Rufus Arashik once again came home very upset. He had a debate with Bekiva and he lost. So his wife said, "You give me. I know the Abishah hates men, if there's adultery, promiscuity. Give me permission, I will get him to get involved with me." So he said, "Yeah, I give you permission." So she went to Rabbi Akiva. This is what happened. She went to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva looked at her, and she started to be very nice to him. Rabbi Akiva looked at her. Roik, he spat it in front of her on the floor. Then Sochak, he laughed, and then Bacha, he cried. So she said, "What did you just do?" She was like lost. She was trying to seduce him, and this is what he did. So he said, 2 out of 3, I'll explain to you. The third one, you'll find out later. Reik, I spat on the ground. I shall remind myself that you came from one semen. Sochak, I laughed. This is the part he didn't tell her. He cried because one day she will die and she'll turn to nothing. Why he laughed is, you came to seduce me. One day you'll be Megayer and you'll become my second wife. Which is what happened. Akiva married her. Sochak, because she's such a pretty woman, she was such a pretty woman, and she's going to end up like dust. Sochak, he laughed. Da'asida de Megayra. He laughed because in the future you will be Megayer. The Nosavla, you'll marry me. You think you're coming to seduce me. In fact, you'll become a Yid and you're going to marry me. And he didn't tell her about the third. He didn't tell her then at that time about the third thing. And then Bocha, he cried, "Ahai Shufra Boli Afro," that this Shufra will turn into Afro.
Did he have two wives? Or
sorry?
Did he have two wives?
He had another wife, Bas Kalba Savur. It's not clear when he married her. We had this whole story in the Dharma. We're not clear if he married her after his first wife died or. She waited 24 years for him to come home, and then he married the second wife, and that's a pretty big chutzpah. unless she eventually passed away and then he married her. I mean, it's not clear. So the question is, how can they come compliment? So he answered, he was just acknowledging. Sorry?
If it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who saw this woman in Harabais, maybe it's after the woman.
Okay, could be. He wasn't saying to the woman how pretty you are. He was saying to the Eibishter, he was thanking, complimenting the Eibishter for the wondrous work. How nice it is you create such a wonderful creatures in this world. How in the world is going to look at a pretty woman? Didn't we learn? You should not look at a pretty woman, even if she's a single woman, because they're going to bring you hirurim. And beijedish, if she's a married woman, if she's an ugly woman, you're not allowed to. By the way, the taste brings in the shalmi that when we say you see something nice, you're supposed to say baruch. Even if you see a nice elephant, a nice horse, a nice donkey, you're supposed to say the same bracha. Father told me when in Russia, when in Germany, and the American soldiers came in Russia, and the American soldiers came in. Where was this? In Germany, the Americans came in. There was a few Schwarz American soldiers. All the people there in camps came to make the bracha. Baruch Hashem Abris. The first time they ever saw a Schwarz in their whole life. You're not allowed to look at colored clothes of a woman. We already had in the ending Gemara Shabbos that we're going to have a Gemara Nida at the end where they stopped. They don't want men to wear colored clothes, but they decided to allow women to wear colored clothing in order to obscure the Nida. Remember, we can learn there that if it's colored, you can't really tell if there's a stain of blood. You're not allowed to even look at the clothing because it'll bring you all kinds of lewd thoughts. You shouldn't look at when they're mating a donkey and a chamer and a chamer. Or lebechazir when they're mating. Or birds with mansion is cocking lezelezele because you'll have lewd thoughts. Vafilu mole enayim kemalachamavus. Even like a malachamavus that has eyes on all sides. Omro malachamavus kule mole enayim. That he has eyes on all sides. Even if you have eyes on all sides, don't look. Close your eyes. You shouldn't see these things because it'll bring you to hirurim. So the question is, how did Rav Shimon Gamliel look at this woman? Now, as Mikmach Leir Shining, when you say you're not looking at a woman, it means staring at the woman, or it means even just a glance? You know, because the Gemara's word here is takuli. Generally speaking, istakuli means to stare, not just happen to notice. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara doesn't answer, he just happened to glance. The Gemara says, well, since he carries over, he just came out of one street, he came out of another, they bumped into each other.
You can't help him.
You
can't help him, do it. Right?
That's it. We're going to help him. The Gemara doesn't say he just happened to glance. On the other hand, because he saw how pretty she is, it sounds like he doesn't just glance. Because a glance, maybe he wouldn't have noticed it. It's dafka that he stopped for a second, like, you know, he stopped to look. How can he do that? With Karen's obvious. Okay, we're going to talk about the Machmavas. We can talk a bit more about it in a minute. B'shas piti rosh shechalila, when a person is about to pass on, oimid ma'amar ha'shoysa, this is how it works. The Machmavas is standing above his head. V'char b'shlufa yodi, has a sword extended from his hand. V'tipa shal morat liyaboy, and there's a drop of this bitter gall over there. That's at the edge of the sword. Kivun shechalila royoysa. So the chalila sees the Machmavas, mizdazeya, he's trembling. U'paiseyach piv, his mouth inevitably open. He throws a little bit of that mora into his mouth, and that's what causes him to die. And that same thing also causes his body to deteriorate, decompose. And mimen of poniv marikas, from that his face becomes white, pale, and thin. We'll soon talk about all that. So how does he look at her? And for the Gemara, we're not asking Rabbi Akiva because she came to Rabbi Akiva and started talking, so it's different. Keren Zovius Havay. It's a Keren Zovius. When this guy was going to the right, he was going to the left, and they bumped into each other. Rashi says from street to street, but we're in Harabais, was a street to street. I'm not sure what Rashi means here. Because we said before, Mile is Harabais. That means you're walking your way up the Harabais. And Rashi says here, Movil and Movil.
So maybe when you're walking up, there's a stairway and there's pathways.
Rashi says, Movil and Movil. Where's the street? Movil and Movil.
In other words, if you're going upwards, you can have one path here, one path there, and as you're walking up, there's a corner.
Even hanging on the wall, it doesn't mean only when a woman's wearing it, even when you're hanging on the wall. But probably you're right, only if you know the husband's, not the husband, you know that the woman who wore this clothes. If you walk by a shop and you see nice clothing, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you know the bearer of these clothes, that brings you to lewd thoughts. Like we had another Gemara about, if you think about Rochav Zayne, Miyad Neskare, only if you ever saw her. Says the color clothing of a woman, it means you know the woman. Not stamp color clothing. Shmamin is a good raya. Rav Chizah says, Hani Mili Batiki. Here we're talking about clothing that was already worn. Even if you know the owner, if she never wore it before, then it doesn't really doesn't bring up these vivid images. Because in other words, you had to see her once wearing this blue dress, and then if you see the blue dress hanging, it brings you back memories you saw her wearing the blue dress. And Rashi says it's uncommon for women to wear colored nice clothes. But if just because she owns it, if you never saw her with it, doesn't do anything. You don't even have hirurim. How can you give clothes to a tailor or to a laundry to finish the clothing, color clothing? He'll have hirurim, navas, because she never wore it before. There's no hirurim. How come Mistakel? He's looking at it. According to you, you're telling me a proof from a launderer that is how can he weave a new thing? It must be because she never wore it before, otherwise you would have lewd thoughts. So I'm asking a question. Rabbi Yehuda says, mean, are you taking two animals, not two different species, the same species of animal, and you want to make sure that they mate in order that you can have offspring? Mutter, you're allowed to lahachnis kimib choyl bishrafetis. You're allowed to take the male organ from one animal and put it in the female part of the other animal, like a little straw inside a tube. You're allowed to do it. Now, lechayda hokam mistakel. Not only mistakel, you're actually totally involved in. Novos ela ba'avid titarid. He's not doing it for fun. He's doing it because that's he's a farmer and he wants to make sure that he has offspring. Hachinami ba'avid titarid. So the same thing here in the case of the launderer. That doesn't bring a proof because the launderer is allowed to do it. That's his job. Because it's a job, he's not thinking about, he has never lewd thoughts. He's mainly preoccupied to be successful in whatever he does. So therefore, you're allowed to. It doesn't bring an ayah regarding new clothes or old clothes. I sound something about here, that even old clothes you're allowed to give to the person to fix up, and even though he knows who wore it, that's not what he's going to, he doesn't have these kind of machshavas. He's there to fix up things. And that's the makar halacha, why, you know, men can get into, doctors and other things can do, can have women patients. How can doctors have women patients? Even though today there's a whole bunch of women on Machmed have only women doctors. But how can women have male patients? The other way around. How can male doctor have female patients? Because right here, Avid take of it. He's working on his job. That's how the people die. Name a pligi davu de Shmuel. This argues with the father of Shmuel. The father of Shmuel said, the Malach HaMavis one told me. So obviously, Avud de Shmuel was a very big tzaddik, and he used to have discussions with the Malach HaMavis. He once told me, "E lav the chayshinon li kiara de briyasa." Had it not been for the fact that I worried about the preciousness of a person, have parana beis hashchitig behema. I would have cut his throat just like a behemoth. So we see from here, l'cheira what? That it's not just a little gal that goes in the mouth. He actually gives some kind of a stab with his knife. But he's saying that I'm doing it in a very discreet way. Had it not been for the fact of the chashivas of a human being, I would have completely slit his throat. So it's more than just mora. The Gemara says, no. Ki behemoth, dilma hi tipa. The Gemara says, no, he didn't use a sword to make an incision, but rather, dilma hi tipa mechatchalu l'simanin. Maybe this tipa, when it went down your mouth, when you swallowed it, it makes a little puncture in your simanin, your trachea, and your esophagus, and so on and so forth. Said weiter, mimeno masriach masayeh l'rab chanina bar kahana, d'om rab chanina bar kahana, amri bei rab yeshiva rab. If you want to make sure that a person who passed away, his body doesn't decompose, Mesa, you have chenu al panav, turn him around, they shall lie face down. But he can only do that while he's still alive. Once he passes away, it's too late already. The murder was already swallowed. It doesn't help make a difference. So the chayde, so why don't you do that every
while he's still alive?
Yes.
Or you may be shortening his life.
Oh, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that this is a theoretical thing, but you can't do that because you're not allowed to touch a mace. So geisus, you're not allowed to touch him because you bring closer his misa. So the Gemara is talking in theory. Lepoil, you can never turn him around. Once he's dead, it doesn't help. While he's alive, if he's dying, you're not allowed to touch him. So therefore, it's just a theoretical thing.
The idea that the Mahmoud didn't get the drop in if you turn
yeah,
around.
Exactly. So the question is, how does he die? Why only decomposing? We just said, mimeno. If he turned around, unless he gets the drop an hour before he passes away, he said, maybe that's a shot. Maybe he doesn't get the instantaneous. Maybe it takes time for it to do its work. So, and that's when you realize he's dying. No, maybe why are you a geisus? Rev geisus lemisa. Maybe why are you geisus? Because the Mahmoud was already put in that tip of mortar. So it's fafang. But it does. It's only as you're dying that you know this whole thing of the masriach, and then you turn him over, but you can't.
But the masriach, you wouldn't have a problem anyway because he's supposed to bury him as soon as he dies.
Yeah, but he could tzaddikim, their body don't decompose. We're having more about Metzia there, with the Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. It says you have to protect yourself from any bad things. It doesn't only mean physical, it also means psychological. You shouldn't have lewd thoughts during the day. You shouldn't come to Tumma at night. Said the famous thing. He said, we had this, if you remember, the end of the first Perikish column. And the order is a little bit different. Yerushalmi's order is a little bit different than our order. But this is our order. Torah mevi'a l'dei zehiras. We should learn Rashi on this because we need to know what to do. Torah brings you to zehiras to be more particular. Says Rashi, Torah. This is about 10 lines above the Gemara we're up to right now. Torah. Says Rashi, ayidei she'oisigba. By learning Torah, number one. Va'oid she'roye u'mevin azhara she'bov v'nishma. First of all, by spending a lot of time learning Torah. Second of all, by knowing learning Torah, you know the mitzvahs, so you know how to be more careful in mitzvahs, number one. Next, back to the Gemara. And zihidus, being careful, mevi'a l'dei zrizus, brings you to alacrity. You do things, you know, energetic. Says Rashi, zrizus, zoriz v'nishmer koidim l'chein. You're more particular, shalai tovei aveil l'yadei. So zrizus means, like zizim magdil mitzvahs, that not only you do alacrity, but you actually are, you do it quickly. So you should come to avoid even being able to avoid it. Ki hocha like here, the ena mahara lo v'dei tumah. In other words, don't even think during the day, so you shouldn't come to do avoid at night. So that's the zrizah step. Zahidus is the actual mitzvah avoid you're doing, and zrizah is a step before. Take an extra precautionary step. Then he continues. For a second. And zahidus is next Rashi. I'm not sure what Rashi has changed the order. Kisha aveda bo liyodi, when the aveda comes to your hand, then zoyi lishama, then you're careful, shalai yechoshel, you shouldn't make a mistake. So Zahidus is doing the Aveda, and Zrizus is the step before. You take a precaution. Don't think during the day, you'll have bad thoughts at night. My love, the Zoya, the Noga, the Zoya that you were careful, you didn't even touch. Loy, the Zori is Kodim, Umashi Yodim, Kodim. You wash your hands, you shouldn't be tummy. Back to Gemara. Zrizus, if you're this way, that you take precautionary steps, may Vio Lede Nikias. That you come to Nikias. Now Rashi learns Nikias means Noki Bein Chait, that you have no sin. Other Rishayin learn Nikias means literally to be clean. A clean person, Begashmias, a fastidious person, Begashmias, becomes clean Beruchnis as well. So other Rishayin hold is a big Indian to be clean, Begashmias. Then the Gemara. Oh, okay. But that's more Ruchnis. Clean them in goes for mikvah. Nikias may via the day precious. And Nikias, which is Rashi says, "Em Noki Mechet," brings you to precious. That means that you're like now like a chassid now. That even things which are mutter, you stay away from. Rashi precious af become very austere. Af medover hamutter poydish lahachmer latzmei. Now you're already going extra steps. Even though Shkanor says you're allowed to, you want to be machmer. You take extra precautions. Then the Gemara continues. Precious meviyol de tara. Precious brings you to tara. Rashi Toir, Tzach Umalubin Va'odiv Menoki. It's even better than Noki. So, and Rashi seems to be learning that's a Ruch as they can think. This Tara. Tara, that's more of item, Mevi'a Lidei Chassidus. Tara brings you to Chassidus. In other words, you go to Mikveh, now you're a Chassid. And Chassidus Mevi'a Dei Anova. And Chassidus brings you to humility. So humbleness is greater than a lot of these things. But anava is not the ultimate. And according to our gisa, the Rishama's gisa is anava is the ultimate. Anava mevila de yiras chet. And if you're a humble person, you'll automatically be a God fearing person. And yiras chet mevila de ruach kodesh. And yiras chet will bring you to ruach kodesh. And Rashi says ruach kodesh lahashleis olav shchina. The shchina will rest on you. And ruach hakodesh mevi tchias ha'meisim. Ruach hakodesh, then you can do your own tchias ha'meisim. The chassidus gedolei mekulon. Chassidus, that's the greatest thing above all. Shneimar says, so the pasuk, oz dibarta v'chazon, you will speak then l'chassidecha. You will speak then in a vision to your chassidim. Doesn't say to those who fear you. Doesn't say to the humble people. And this is the greatest thing. Plead Rav Shmuel Levi, anava gedolei mekulon. He holds that anava is the greatest thing. Not chassidus. And it says, Ruach Hashem Lekim, says the pasuk that Ruach Hashem Lekim, Allah, the Eibishter Spirit rested on me. Yan, Moshe Hashem, oh, you see, the Eibishter anointed me. Levaser Anovim, to pass on the news to the humble people. The chassidim Lekim, Anovim, humble. Alamadach Anovic Deno Kulon, humble is the greatest thing. Think about writing, Moichelin, I'll sell to them a property, a tree that's attached to the ground. Moichelin, Elon, and Azloka, you're allowed to sell them because you're a bit old, you're allowed to sell them on the condition they'll cut it down. Ameir says, "Emoichel and Ella ketutze only if it's ready to cut down. Shachas, that's the animal fodder. Amanas ligzer is v'goyz. You're allowed to sell them, you know, it's attached to ground. As long as you do a conditional, that'll cut her down. Divir Rabbi Huda. Ameirim, you don't trust them. Emoichel and Ella gezuzah only if it's cut down. Come, if you have wheat there that's ready full height. Amanas ligzer v'goyz. Rabbi Huda again holds. You're allowed to sell them on condition they'll cut it down. And Ameirim, Emoichel and Ella ketutze only cut down. Tzichel, why need all three? It's the exact same principle." We need all three. The Yashmin and Elam by a tree. I would say, but how come? But Mehira made holy. You should not trust them. Kivan de le pasid mashilei. The tree continues growing a long time. He doesn't care. I made don't trust him. We'll cut it down. I will high over here by the thing growing. The chimashilei pasid. That if you gets overripe, will get ruined. Ema moide le biyuda moide le biyuda. You can trust him. Eventually, we'll cut it down. Because nobody recognizes that it improves. You cannot tell that it improves at all by remaining longer. Even the comma gets lost, and even the tree doesn't get any better by being longer on the ground. When it comes to this animal fodder, animal shachas is something which only grew like it didn't grow fully yet. But the longer you leave it, it'll be better for it. The idea shivcha, you can see it improves. You cannot trust the guy because it looks like you sold him something that is improving on the ground. So therefore, you need them all. V'yashmin v'ha b'hokar meir. Only loves he argues. Aval b'hanach em moed l'meir. We don't need all of them. The boy has a question. Behein ma'amanas lishchir ma'af yisal ma'behein on the condition he shashechter. What's it in then? We learn before you know ourselves, but hey, because he might lend them next time we work on Shabbos, or because those places we have bestiality. What about you sell him a behemoth on the condition that he'll shecht it? You didn't give him a slaughtered behemoth, but on the condition he'll shecht it. Do you trust him or not? But according to Yehuda, how some time might share? Why do Yehuda allow over there by the tree? The lav b'shusayu came with the trees, and my shus, I'm only selling him the tree. But lemotzi mashlo, he can't keep it there too long, because eventually I'll tell him, hey, get rid of that tree. I sold you the tree, get out of my property. Avo behema, by behema, kivun di b'shusay do evi kachavim kaima, you're giving it over to the guy. Mashile, he will keep it by him. Idimo leshno, maybe it makes no difference. Toshma, come in here, Tanya, learn, behema, so fesha b'raisa. Behema, amanas, lichcher, I sell a behema to a guy on the condition that he shechts it. V'shoiche, that he shechts it, the Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. No, but the same machleik, he says, you can trust him. Sell him a behemah, he will shecht it. And Ameirai mir eim moichin lo yelus chuta. You sell him only a shechtimam because you don't trust him. Stop picking the Mishnah tomorrow.